Tonight's Five. America is your story. America is you and everyone you know. Starring Everett Sloan in I Guess It's Here to Stay. You remember the Windham Six and the Stanley Steamer, the Knox? Did you yearn for a set bearcat? Or were you a timid soul who preferred a Baker Electric? You ever hear of a Grabowski, a Gasmobile, or a Zip? Well, those were the names of automobiles many years ago. Bring back memories? I Guess It's Here to Stay, starring Everett Sloan as Sam Bissell on the Cavalcade of America.
Come on in, Doc, and sit down. We've got a little time yet before the parade starts.
Well, thanks, Sam. Don't mind if I do. Well, it's a big day for old has-beens like you and me, Sam. 50 years since the first automobile appeared on the streets of Detroit.
Yep. I understand old Charlie King is going to lead the parade up Woodward Avenue.
The kids are like that. Those early models ought to give them a big kick. Oh, by the way, where are they?
Oh, my grandchildren? Yes. Well, they're getting ready, I suppose. I've been making plenty of rumpus all morning.
Kids never change. I remember I never could fall asleep the night before a parade.
Doctor, something I got to tell you.
Hmm?
My rheumatism has got me bad this morning. Legs all stiffened up. Would you mind very much if you took the kids over to the grandstand without me?
Well, we sort of planned it that the four of us would go together. Us two old coots and the two kids. We'll be disappointed. You're their grandfather, not me.
Oh, Doc, they won't even know I'm not there. The minute that first band comes down the street, they'll start jumping up and down, and their eyes will bug out. Oh, here they are now. Hello, youngsters.
Hello, Grant. Hello, Uncle
Dad. Morning, Uncle Dad. Morning, Harry. Morning, Susie. Your grandpa's been telling me how excited you both are about the parade. So you didn't sleep a wink last night, huh?
What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? Come on, speak up.
No, Grant. We're all right. It's only there that we said. We don't want to go to the parade.
What's that? You don't want
to
go.
We've got other things to do, Grant. And Susie and I thought, if you didn't want it, if it was really you and Uncle Doc who wanted to see it anyhow.
Now, if it was a rocket ship or an atom bomb.
Yeah. Besides, I want to get to the ball game, and Susie's going to the movies.
Well, it's deep. What do you say to that, Doc?
Well, bless my soul.
After all, Grant, we ain't interested in any old automobiles. We see a million of them every day.
Old automobiles, huh? Would it interest you to know, young man, that if it weren't for the old automobile, you wouldn't be here today? That you'd never even have seen the light of day?
Me?
Certainly you. And you too, Susie.
Huh?
Old Doc Gary here knows that story. Don't you, Doc?
I certainly do. And it's all tied up with the automobile. You know, your grand's been interested in cars since, way back when they were known as gasoline buggies. Matter of fact, it was your grandpa, sitting right there in that chair, who rode along in the first horseless carriage ever seen in the city of Detroit. Just tell him about that, Sam.
Go on, Grandpa. I've got a little time before the ball game.
Well, if you're quite sure, it wouldn't be boring to you two sophisticated young people.
Oh, no, Grant. Tell us.
Well, it was about 11 o'clock at night on the 6th of March in the year 1896 that Mr. Charles D. King came riding down Woodward Avenue in his horseless carriage. People kept crowding around it so the thing could hardly move. I pushed my way through the crowd and tried to speak to Mr. King.
Stand back, please. Kindly keep your feet from under the wheel.
Young fella, I'm Sam Bissell, the evening bulletin. I'd like to interview you.
Oh, go ahead.
can I jump in?
That's a great seat. You'll be killed.
Well, how fast are you going?
It's my goal, at least.
Oh.
Well, can't you stop it? I can stop it, but I'm not sure I can start it again.
Huh? Okay, here goes.
Well, I'm in. You took your life in your hands, then, young fella.
Hey.
Look out there. You boys, get out of the way. Get away, I said. Now, this machine is a gasoline four-cylinder, 3-horsepower outfit. It's mounted with a storage battery. I predict that in time, we'll see outfits like this on every road in this country.
You mean you think this contraption is here to stay?
Young fella, there's no doubt in my mind that in time the horse was fed, we'll take the horse right off the street. And you can quote me on that.
Well, it was about 3 months later that a man named Henry Ford drove his horseless buggy through the streets of Detroit, and another fellow named Olds drove one in Lansing. And those were big events, boy.
But, Grant, who said the automobile saved my life? Tell me about that.
All right, I'm coming to it, boy. Not right away, maybe, but we'll get there. Now, in the next few years, there were a lot of cars built in this country, but they were all pretty expensive. Until something happened on the night of March 9th, 1901. It was a fire that swept the Oldsmobile plant down near the Detroit Stoveworks. As a reporter, I had to cover the fire.
But you can't stay in business making just that little run.
Maybe we can, Jim. Maybe if we go into a kind of mass production of this little one and sell 3 times as many as we did of the big ones, maybe we'll come out all right. Anyhow, I like the idea. Mass production. It sounds American.
Well, maybe, but who's going to buy them?
Americans. Lots of Americans. That's what I like about the idea. The automobile was invented for everybody.
Yes, sure. But
now, look, Jim. In Europe, when they manufacture certain things, it's always with the idea that only dukes and earls will be able to afford them. That keeps production down and prices up. Well, over here, we don't work that way. In this country, any man can get what he wants if he works on it hard enough. And as I look into the future, I see that what the average American is going to want is an automobile. And I'm going to give it to him. The Oldsmobile runabout with a curved dashboard at a price he can lease.
$600 and $50.
Well, children, I bought me my first car then, an Oldsmobile. Later on, I had a Haynes and then an Apperson. And one year when things went real well, I bought a Packard. That was the one that Grandma always favored.
What are you laughing at, Grandpa?
Oh, I was just thinking of your grandma's outfit when I took her out for her first drive. I remember we were getting
getting ready to pay a social call on old Doc Barry here. He was standing in front of the big cheval glass adjusting it.
How do I look, Sam? Is my hat on right?
It's fine, dear. Are you ready?
Well, just a minute, dear, while I tie my veil. Oh, dear. How many times did they wind it around the hat, Sam? Once or twice?
Oh, how do I know? Come on, will you, Rhoda?
But I can't. I'm not ready yet. Why, I'm positively indecent.
Rhoda, you've got more clothes on right now on the 4th of July than you wear in the middle of the winter.
Sam Bissell, how can you say such a thing when I haven't even... Oh, dear, where's my dust coat? Here, give me a hand with this, Sam. And don't go tickling me.
Yeah, that's a nice coat. Aren't you afraid you'll get it dirty?
Silly, that goes over the dress. The dust coat goes over that.
Oh, for the love of Mike.
Oh, now, let's see. Have I got everything? Veil, dust coat, long gloves, lap robe, goggles. Well, I guess that's all.
Thank goodness. Let's go. It'll be dark before...
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Now, what's the matter?
I almost forgot my lotion.
Lotion? Rhoda, what kind of crazy thing is it?
Oh, no, Sanders. So you're not going to make an old hag out of me before my time. Just read what it says on this bottle.
Vapor of Shalimar. For the removal of automobile wrinkles caused by the searching concentration on the road ahead. To be followed on arrival home by a fearless application of soap and warm water. Guaranteed to preserve the skin from sunburn and that ungentle womanly outdoor look. Well, I'll do.
Well, didn't you read that article by Dr. Blackstone? In your own paper, too.
I don't own the paper, Rhoda. I just work for it. What'd he say?
He said the human body was not so conceived that you could stand the pressure of air currents at a speed of more than 10 miles per hour. He said anything over that is murder, willful and frenetic. Sam, are you trying to do away with me? You want to throw me aside because I'm an old woman of 26?
Rhoda, for the love of Mike, let go of my arm. How can I drive this thing?
I'm going faster. I can see it.
15 miles an hour.
Oh, 10 feet.
Rhoda, take your hand away from my neck. You're choking me.
Rhoda. I know I'm going to... Sam, look out.
What is it? Take your hands away. I can't see.
It's a phone. It's a
phone. Rhoda.
We're getting near the town. Please ask the farmer to tow us down the back street.
Now, Rhoda, just keep your chin up and look straight ahead. No matter what they yell at you, just look straight ahead. There's nothing to be ashamed of.
Look, Sam. There's a bunch of loafers standing on the corner.
Yes, yes. Well, we're in for it. Just grit your teeth and keep looking straight ahead.
Hey, here comes another one being towed in. Well, if it isn't Sam Bissell.
Hey, Joe, come here. Get a look at Sam Bissell and his horseless carriage.
Hey, Sam, is that the contraption you said was here to say?
Get a hold, Sam.
Get a hold.
Get a hold.
Listening to I Guess It's Here to Stay, starring Everett Sloan as Sam Bissell on the Cavalcade of America. Cavalcade of America showcased Broadway and Hollywood's finest talent, portraying incidents in American history. Back to Everett Sloan, heading tonight's cast shortly. The Cavalcade of America, which, by the way, employed a panel of historic advisors to authenticate the accuracy of the facts presented.
Gee, Grant, wasn't it awful when they lots of people were towed in that way?
Grant, did your automobile break down every time? Did it, Grant?
No. Along about that time, a lot of things happened in the automobile industry. A man named Dunlap brought out a pneumatic tire, and Mr. Ford formed a new company and went in for mass production, too. And then a man named Kettering came along and invented the electric starter.
I suppose everybody rushed out and bought a car then, huh, Graham?
Yes. No. There were still quite a few holdouts for one reason or another. Old Doc Barry was one of them, I remember. I think he does, too.
No need to go hitting about it, Sam. You can come right out and say it. I was against the automobile. I was the last man in town, I guess, to see the light.
You're going to tell it now, Grant? How the automobile saved my life?
Yes, yes, Allie, I'm telling you right now. Well, the whole chain of events started in Doc's office one afternoon. It was about 1914. I remember sitting there listening to him rave against the
automobile. No, Sam, if human beings were intended to go 30 miles an hour, they'd have wheels attached to them instead of legs.
Now, wait a minute, Doc.
Besides, the dad tangled things ain't reliable. They're always breaking down and making you the laughing stock of the neighborhood.
Get a horse! Get a horse! Ever own one, Doc?
Nope.
Ever ride in one?
No.
Well, that's fine. That's what I call an open mind. It's old Marfacts like you that held back Pasteur and Edison and yes, by golly, even Christopher Columbus.
Why, you ornery coot, get out of here. You and your automobiles, get out of here before...
Oh, all right, I'm coming.
Hello. Yes, this is Dr. Barry.
Who? Sam Bissell. What do you mean, waking me up in the middle?
What's that? Oh, a bad cut in her leg, huh? Lose much blood?
Well, why didn't you call me sooner, you lunatic?
What?
Certainly I'll come out. Abner, wake up. Pitch up old Nancy, emergency case.
Come on, Nancy. Hurry it up, old girl.
Why in heck do people have to come all the way out here in the woods to live? Why can't they stay in Detroit for the summer? I do. Get on. Help get on.
I know, Nancy, old girl, you're tired. But there's a little girl may be bleeding to death where we're going. She needs it. Now get along.
Oh, well, here's the house. Looks like you finally made it, Nancy.
Is that you, Doc?
Well, who'd you think it was, Annette Kellerman?
How is she? Well, she's still bleeding. I tried to apply a tourniquet, but it didn't hold.
Of course it wouldn't. If you spent more time learning how to take care of your family and left your nose inside an automobile engine, how'd it happen?
Well, she fell out of the apple tree while I was washing the dishes after supper.
The road is just washing dishes now, huh? Leave it to her wife to know her husband's limitations.
Jeannie's in here.
Oh. Hello, Jeannie. How are you growing? How old are you now?
5 years old. And my leg is bleeding. Daddy scolded me.
Sure, all he can do, pick on defenseless children. Now turn over on your side. This tourniquet's all right. Needs to be tightened a little. There we are. That'll hold till we get it to the hospital.
Hospital?
Will
they have to cut my leg off, Doctor?
Oh, certainly not, baby. All you need is a few stitches and shows how much you know about it.
Deep laceration, probably ruptured blood vessel. Lost too much blood. I'm afraid she's got to have a transfusion.
Transfusion? What's that?
A blood transfusion from one person to another. Something new in medicine. Not every hospital carries the equipment, though. But by golly, I've got to take a chance. How far is the nearest hospital in this godforsaken neck of the woods?
Oh, about 7 miles.
7 miles. I don't think old Nancy will stand for another 7. You got a horse and buggy?
Well, no, I don't have one.
You don't? Well, how am I going to get this child to the hospital?
Well, I have an automobile in the barn.
No. No, and no. I wouldn't ride in one of those things if you can.
Yes, dear.
My leg, dear. Oh, look. It's still bleeding. Will they have to cut it off? Will they? Oh, Papa, I don't want to go around and collect you.
All right, Sam. Take us to that automobile.
Thank you.
carefully.
Yes, Doc.
20 miles an hour is about all my blood pressure will stand. Don't for an instant take your eyes off the road. He'll stay jumping behind it.
What's the matter? Is it Jeannie?
No. She's fine back here with me. But I just remembered. I forgot to pay my life insurance this month.
I've got a patient outside. She requires a blood transfusion.
Oh, I'm sorry, Doctor. We have no serotypes and no donors. This is a small hospital and we're not a city.
Where's your another hospital?
Oh, there's a sanitarium 12 miles down the road, but you can't make it tonight, not with horse and buggy.
That's what you think. Start her up again, Sam.
Doctor, I have a child outside. She needs a transfusion.
I'm sorry, Doctor, but this is a private sanitarium. He don't have that equipment.
Well, Prayer Incarnation is the nearest hospital that has hospital equipment.
16 miles on the other side of the lake. Seems to me I heard they had transfusion equipment there. But you'll never get there tonight with a horse and buggy.
Well, who in thunderation said anything about a horse and buggy? I'm a modern doctor, I am. I've got an automobile.
Faster, Sam. She's up to 45. That's a 45. See, Rufus. 45 miles an
hour. We're going to fall apart.
She's lost. We're here. This is the hospital. Mr. Alcivita.
I want my mommy.
Oh, Jeannie, don't cry, dear. Rick. I'm a doctor. This is a girl who needs a transfusion. Have you the equipment?
Yes, doctor. Step up this way.
Thank the Lord. Well, we're almost beginning to lose faith in medicine. Well, she'll be all right now, Doc, won't she?
Oh, sure, Sam. Of course she will. Hey, Nick.
She'll be just fine. All we need is just take a little nap and move.
Well, wait a minute, Doc, and I'll buy you the biggest breakfast you ever had.
Not me, you won't. I'm going back to Detroit. I want to get there and buy me an automobile before they're all sold out.
Did the little girl get better, Grandpa?
Yes, she did. If she hadn't, she wouldn't be here because that little girl who fell out of a tree and might have bled to death turned out to be nobody but your own ma. Yours and Howie's. When she grew up, of course.
Hey, it's the blade. Come on, Grant, come on.
Why, Howie, I thought you were engaged to see a baseball game this afternoon.
I changed my mind, Grant.
Me too, Grant. I want to see the parade, too. Come on.
All right, Pivot. I'm coming.
Why, Sam, I thought...
If these grand children of mine can change their minds at the last minute, so can I. Howie, run upstairs and get the hat. Susie, fetch the cane.
Come on, Grant. Come on over here to the window.
I'm coming.
Why,
that's old Charlie King, the man I told you about.
The one that drove the first automobile in Detroit?
That's the one. Come on, boy. Hurry. We haven't got much time. I want to talk to that man.
Grant, you mean you're going to speak to Mr. King?
Why, certainly I'm going to speak to him. I'm going right up to him and ask him the same question I asked him last time in Philadelphia 50 years ago. Mr. King, I'm going to say, do you think the horses carry